Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Today, if you notice, I got the monkey suit on. So why am I dressed up in clericals today? Well, today is Christ the King Sunday. It's the very last Sunday of the church year. Now, the church year is set up for a reason the way it is, because we come into Advent, then Christmas, then we go into Lent, we have Easter, and we follow the life of Jesus through our church year. So there's a reason we do things the way we do. But Christ the King Sunday was instituted by the Catholic Church in 1925. However, it's been embraced by the Lutheran Church. But the other thing is this comes from a writing of Cyril of Alexandria in the 2nd century. Okay, so in the 100s. Here's what he wrote. Christ has dominion over all creatures, by essence and by nature. His kingship is founded upon the hypostatic union. I'm going to talk about that in a minute so I don't need to sit there. The word is God, word of God as consubstantial with the Father has all things in common with him and therefore has necessarily supreme and absolute dominion over all things created. All right, before I go on to read the next part, let me talk about this. Hypostatic union. Well, what is hypo? It's a shot. Hypo is over, okay? Static. Well, we use those kind of words all the time, don't we? Okay? It's the over... It's the over things the way they are. Hypostatic. And so the hypostatic union is this. God and Jesus are the same. Jesus is God. God is Jesus. Okay, we're not even going to bring the Holy Spirit into this. Right now we're just talking about that. All right. But that's what the hypostatic union is. And if it says his kingdom... The word of God is consubstantial with the Father. Remember in John 1, I'm going to talk about this too. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with the God. Okay? So when we're looking at that, the Word and God are the same thing. So when we talk about the Word, we're talking about God. All right, let me go on with what Cyril wrote. From this, it follows that to Christ, angels and men are subject, because he's over them, he's with God. Christ is also king by acquired, because it was given to him, as well as by natural right, for he is our Redeemer. Now here's where it gets important. We are no longer our own property. For Christ has purchased us with a great price. Our very bodies are the members of Christ. And so a third ground of sovereignty is that God bestowed upon Christ the nations of the world as his special possession and dominion. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Now realize this was written by a man in the first century AD. Pretty heavy, isn't it? Okay, just because they lived a long time ago doesn't mean they were stupid. Cyril of Alexandria was a great person. Just very quickly, he was the Archbishop of Alexandria. And then later on, he was chosen to be the Archbishop or the head of the church in Constantinople, of which time that he sort of got the emperor mad at him, and the emperor threw him in the jail, but the people complained so much about it that the emperor let him out of jail and he was able to take his place again. I got to get that stool, I'm sorry. Hold on. So when we're looking at somebody like this, we're talking about somebody who really took on the power of Jesus and the responsibility for being part of his people. Okay. The thing about Christ the King Sunday is that it's eschatological. In other words, in days. All right, so when we come to Advent, which starts next week, we do the Advent wreath. You know, we have 4 weeks talking about Advent. We're talking about the Christ for judgment. Okay, not the baby. We do that in Christmas. It's a little bit of that, but Advent is about the second coming of Jesus. When do we celebrate the second coming during the year? Now. Okay. What's more important, the coming of Jesus as a baby or the coming Jesus at the end times? End times. He's already been here. He's already done what he had to do. So the thing that we're all dealing with and we're all working towards is the end times. That's why we're followers of Jesus Christ. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland, okay, this day is called Judgment Sunday. It's been called Judgment Sunday since the Reformation. So we're talking 500 years. And again, why is it judgment? Because it's the end times and Jesus is coming back. In some of the churches, especially in the Anglican, Christ the King is a season, not just a Sunday. We have taken it on as a Sunday to celebrate it. And we do it on the last day of the church year. Because it's the last day, what's the most important thing that we deal with? Christ the King. Make sense? All right, we're going to get into this. All right, so here we go with a great Lutheran question. What does this mean? All right, that hypostatic union, okay? Word of God is consubstantial. Come, substantial, strong. Con is with the strength of the Father. So Jesus has the strength of the Father. He has all things in common with him, and therefore are necessarily supreme and absolute dominion over all things created. Means Jesus is Lord, right? Okay. We take the church here and we have it split into three parts, A, B, and C. Today is the last day of the A part of the church year. All right, so starting next Sunday, we're in B. And what we do is in that three-year rotation, we go through the Bible. So if you go to church every Sunday, we'll go through the entire Bible by the time we finish all 3 years. How many of you knew that? Yeah, a few of you, okay? But that's the reason why we do that. In the C thing, not next year, but the year after, we have that John 1 reading. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So today is an important day because we deal with Jesus, we deal with God together, the hypostatic union. I think you sort of get an idea of what that means, right? Okay. And I talked about the essence, the consubstantial essence, ousia. Remember I talked about that last week with the Oreo cookie and the Holy Spirit oozes out between the two? That's where that comes from. Ousia, essence. Okay. All right, so this brings us back to the Trinity again. And I think our story in the gospel is so indicative of the Trinity. Why? Well, we have Jesus with the two criminals on the cross, right? You know, one is incorrigible, but the other one's a believer, and he becomes a believer on the cross, doesn't he? So what is happening here? Well, what does Jesus say? Today, you will be with me in paradise. And I think this is the important thing. This is why this reading is for today. We have Jesus over here on the cross. His humanity is dying. Right? I mean, Jesus is going to kick the bucket. He's all done. But he's going to die. But yet, while he's up there as a man, his divinity comes through when he saves the criminal. So at the same time, Jesus is man, Jesus is God. Does that make sense? Okay. I've used this before. When we talk about the two natures of Christ, is it like two planks that are glued together? No. because they're held together by glue and it's two separate parts. When we're talking about the humanity and the divinity of Christ, we're not talking this, we're talking this. Hypostatic union again. It's the same thing. You can't talk about one with the other. You can't have one, and you can't have one. Remember that commercial? But it's perfect for talking about this. You can't have one without the other. All right. So Jesus died on that cross. Did God also die on that cross? Yes. Did Jesus die? Was Jesus human? Was Jesus divine? Did God die on that cross? Yes, he did. And what happened when he died? The tomb split open, the dead rose, the curtain in the temple split asunder. Okay. You think God was a little ticked? But yet, Jesus had to die on the cross, didn't he? You know, for so many years, we had that thing with Judas. And Judas was condemned by the church because if he hadn't done that, Jesus wouldn't have had to die. But yet, we know Jesus had to die. God so loved the world that he sent his son to die. It had to happen. That first covenant, I talked a little bit about this last week, that first covenant had to be ended. And the only way God could do that, because he's always consistent, is to send part of himself to die as a sacrifice. Does that make sense? Okay. So Jesus is consubstantial with the Father. So the two substances are together. All right, Advent starts next week. And we celebrate the coming of Jesus in those four Sundays. And we have the Advent wreath. Again, I'm going to preach on the Advent wreath and the meanings of what those mean and why we do that. And Jesus is going to return in power and majesty. In fact, Dean is going to sing Majesty today for Christ the King Sunday as the offertory. And there's a reason we do that. If you notice, our first hymn was All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. The next one is Praise to the Lord the Almighty. We're talking about the divinity of Jesus because it came out in front of everybody on the cross. Because God had to die. And I think that's one of the things that's hard for us to understand. Why? Well, it's because God made a promise. He made a covenant with his people. And to go to the second covenant, the new covenant in my blood. You know, I say it up here every Sunday. Take and drink. This cup is the new covenant in my blood given to you for the forgiveness of sins. So that couldn't happen unless we had the first covenant finished. You know, so we're not going to butcher a lamb and burn him on the altar. We butcher a human lamb on the cross. God so loved the world. You know, in fact, we were talking Wednesday at Bible study, and somebody says, well, you've mentioned before that everything goes back to the cross. The cross is the defining moment in human history. Everything before it goes to there. Everything after it goes back to there. The cross is important. And I always get these guys, well, but creation. Well, the flood, it happened before the Bible was written. So it wasn't anything to do with God. Folks, God caused it, and he finally told somebody to write it down. You know, you have these people that are trying to do things through the human viewpoint, not through God's viewpoint, because God can do whatever he wants. And God and Jesus are the same. So I really think today it's important that our gospel is about the cross. Don't you? But the rest of our readings I found interesting too. First of all, the first reading was about John the Baptist and the prophecy by Zechariah. His father, Zechariah, was the principal priest at the temple. That's who John the Baptist's father was. He was married to Elizabeth. They had this kid, John. Remember when Mary went to see her cousin Elizabeth, John leaped for joy in her womb. Okay, so it's important. John the Baptist is important. And then we have a reading that deals with the preeminence. Remember that in the epistle reading? The preeminence of the coming Christ and the divinity of Jesus. And today on the last day of the church year, what a blessing that is for us. Because we're celebrating the cross. Yeah, I know it's a torture thing, but it also represents the promise of God to all humanity. And what a blessing this is for us. And may this blessing keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus. Amen.